welcome to today's episode of How to Raise Baby Chicks. I am Matt Van Eitert. I am the founder of the website Pamper Chicken Mama, and we also have a line of herbal treats and feeds and fun stuff for backyard chickens. I'm here with you every day for the next 16 weeks showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds into their layers. Now today what I thought would be a really good topic is to talk about the different waterers you can use with your baby chicks. You do have some options, they're all equally good, but you gotta pay attention to the amount of water and the size of the waterers as your chicks grow older. Now unfortunately, it's a little hard to find a place to film outside today because it's so sunny and bright, and all we have is like mottled partial shade, so forgive me if you see like a weird shadow on my face. But let's go ahead and talk about the waterers. So there's two options that I like from the time that they're day olds until they're about 16 weeks, you know, 12 to 16 weeks old. These are mason jar waterers. You will see them for sale at farm stores, as well as these, which are called bell waterers. I call them bell waterers. I'm not sure what everyone else calls them, but that's what I call them because they're kind of shaped like a bell. But these ones are good when you have like itty bitty chicks that are day olds that, you know, could fall in the water. We actually did have somebody fall in the water yesterday, and it was quite the tempest in a teapot with that chick. We actually had to blow it dry to make sure that it was warm enough. But you can use those with day olds. These ones are good for day olds, and also in particular for chicks when they start to be about 4 weeks on to 16 weeks. The problem with the mason jar waterers at that time is that they're just too small. You'll find that your chicks will outgrow them pretty quick. These ones tend to have a little bit more of a lifespan, but the problem with these, with the day olds, is you look and see how deep it is. It's probably like, what, an inch and a half deep? I don't know if you can see it there. But anyway, so it's relatively deep for a day old chicken, and the problem with that is when they just come out of the incubator, they can't walk very well, so they can fall into it. And one thing you can do to sort of counteract that is put a bunch of rocks in there, and you can also put a bunch of rocks in the mason jar water also, like river stones that you can buy at the store. Those are two good options. I've just found that with the mason jar waterers, you don't really have to put in the stones as much. We actually don't do that because I want them to be able to get to the water all the time. But with the bell waterers, you can do that. The other nice thing about these waterers is you can see it has a handle. You can actually hang it, right? And the advantage to that is, and you'll find this out very, very quickly, is if you use bedding in your brooder, which you probably will, they're going to kick shavings or whatever your bedding is, they're going to kick it in there really quick. The only time they're not going to do that is if you use something like newspaper. And we talked about a few days ago about why you don't really want to do that. Now, the other time that you're going to want to use a water like this is if you have a lot of chicks, right? So the mason jar, but let's just say like you have like 30 chicks, for as an example, right? That little mason jar probably isn't going to cut it after a couple days. It's just going to be not enough water, not enough. You know, not everybody's gonna be able to get to it, right? So in that case, the bigger bell waterer is better. Just be sure to put the rocks around it inside of the lip there to make sure that everybody can get the water. Now if you want to use something from your own kitchen, something like this, this is what we use. Now the advantage to it is that it's shallow enough that the chicks can't fall into it. They can easily get out of it if they do. Or the other advantage to it is that they can't tip it over because it's relatively heavy. It's ceramic. So that is what we use. If we want to use like a water from the kitchen, just like a bowl, that's what we use because it's just simpler.